Tracy Simmons is the executive director of Faves News, a digital journalism startup covering religion. She's also a professor of journalism at Washington State University and joins me now. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So would you talk a bit about Faves News? What is it? What is religion reporting?
So Faves News is an online publication that I started actually 13 years ago, which is kind of crazy to think about. And we cover religion and ethics in the Inland Northwest through news and commentary. And we've kind of become a newswire, a religion newswire for this area, because our content is picked up in lots of different publications. So it's really fun to see that grow over the years. We have, also just to add to that real quick, we have 15 reporters and 40 columnists from all different faith perspectives and from all across the region writing for us.
And religion reporting, can you demystify that a little bit?
Religion reporting is honestly, in my opinion, obviously, it's the best beat there is, because we are writing about not just religion, especially not just Christian religions, but all religions, including atheists and agnosticism and humanists. And we are trying to help people understand the belief systems of their neighbors. I think it's the best beat because it challenges you in a personal way that other beats don't. And it really helps you learn how to have an open mind and hear, you know, the other side of things. So I actually teach a religion reporting class right now, and it's my favorite. And helping students kind of understand that this is even a beat that people don't even know it exists.
This week, you looked at the contrast in how religion intersects with healthcare policy. Abortion, transgender care, those are two issues where religion and healthcare have a lot of overlap. A lot of states also considering medical aid in dying laws. How are faith-based healthcare providers affecting medical decisions?
So we looked at how religion influences healthcare policy differently in neighboring states. Washington tends toward greater separation between religion and healthcare, while Idaho often allows more religious influence in medical decisions. Regarding Idaho's House Bill 59, which is known as the Medical Ethics Defense Act, that one's currently waiting for a final vote in the Idaho Senate right now. And if it passes, this bill would allow healthcare professionals to refuse participation in non-emergency procedures that might violate their religious or their moral beliefs. So some supporters in the Senate frame it as protecting conscious rights, while opponents argue it confuses personal beliefs with professional responsibilities. Faith-based healthcare systems like Providence, for example, which is Washington's largest provider and is Catholic-based, they follow specific religious guidelines that can limit services. They follow what's called the Ethical and Religious Directives for Catholic Healthcare Services. This affects their policies on, like you said, abortion, end-of-life care, transgender care, et cetera. So for example, they evaluate abortion cases individually when a woman's life is at risk, but their religious principles generally don't permit the procedure.
Tracy Simmons is with Faves News. Tracy, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.